The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you. This is for you and me and who we see when we see each other. This is for all. This is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Hey there, it sure is time to open. And, excuse me. Mike in the studio tells me it sounds like I'm talking from the trunk of my car. So please understand that my phone lines are down and I'm actually calling this one in on a cell phone. So not the normal magical voice quality that you're used to. You're listening to Waking Up in America, Dynamic Radio Dialogues on Life Today in America, brought to you by Key Media, Bragg.com, and that's with two G's, Happily 200, the Coning Company, Sir Jason Winter T, DrVal.com, and RandyShannon.com. Now, Bob Sercosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio that's changing the world. And broadcast by broadcast, this is our 30th year on radio. So if you happen to hear a telephone ringing, a dog barking, or an angel singing, we call in from our offices in the trunks of our cars whenever necessary to cause this program. Now, Jesus spoke in Aramaic, and the Lord's Prayer actually means to go out into the world and get that which is yours. So my plan is to get the phone lines at the house fixed so you have better quality and I have more surety as we communicate, because big stuff is happening in the world, and we really want you to know about it. We want you to know that things are changing. As of March 15th, the USA Corp went bankrupt, and the country is now in charge of the Republic is in charge of the country now. You won't hear these things in the mainstream network yet until we get all the pedophiles out of government and out of the media, because it's almost like these puppies had a playing card that to get all the power that they had to belong to a club that actually has either telephone sex or actual sex with underage children. The latest things that are coming out, and I suspect they are true. For some reason, our whistleblowers haven't shown up this morning, because I'd like to get all of this stuff verified. So what I'm going to tell you is these things that I found from on the internet, thanks to Ron Hayes. He is a big contributor to this program, getting us information. And we all know that there's fake news all over the place. So that's why I always like to have a whistleblower at my elbow. And somehow the whistleblowers are blowing their whistles or snoozing in their beds. I'm not sure what's going on. They're not here, so I cannot confirm this. But the things that we are going to talk about today are indicated as very strong possibilities. And if you ever read the Clinton's War on Women, I believe these things ever since Roger Stone wrote that brilliant book, okay, very well documented. And what's coming up right now is a conversation where the new NYPD has actually gone through Anthony Weiner's laptop themselves, and they are actually finding plenty of things that the FBI could have talked to the Clintons about. And the NYPD, this is hearsay, but it's hearsay that I believe has actually raided Clinton's home, Hillary's home. Now, Hillary Clinton, her best friend and buddy, is from Aberdeen, who is actually Anthony Weiner's wife. So this guy that you do know well about, that has been accused and of sex crimes and things of that nature with kids, and all the it just gets more and more revolting as time goes along. There's pictures of him with his shirt off talking to these kids. There's been stories of Bill Clinton being on the Lolita Express, which is Jeffrey Epstein's plane that's famous for politicians flying on that plane and having sex with underage kids. All this stuff has been going on for absolute years, and I understand that Comey has been fired, but I haven't been able to check that out because I haven't been able to get to my whistleblowers. So there's, I think, a well-founded rumor that's going around that Comey has been fired. Trey Gowdy, who's just a bulldog when it goes after going after liars and creeps, has really on more than one occasion taken James Comey apart. So NYPD has been finding all of this information, and isn't it interesting that once again the FBI has been blocking the release of this information that totally indicates that the Clintons have been up to some incredibly revolting acts with children. I think on a show or two ago I said it's no longer about whether we're Democrats or Republicans. What it's about is, do we value the clubs that use children as toys, their own precious little toys? And that Ashton Kutcher tape that we played a while back, where he was talking about his interface with the different things that he's come across in the area of child pornography and child abuse. So this is the underbelly of this disgusting conversation that's been going on for hundreds of years is now up and before us. And unfortunately, the press is owned by a lot of these pedophiles. So hopefully that's changing. I heard recently that the guy that runs the Washington Star, I think it is, is that right, Randy? The Washington Post.
Okay.
He's letting stuff break out now, too. So I'm just horrified with this. And Ron really sent us the goods on a number of conversations. The problem is that fake news is so prevalent, you can kind of hope this stuff is being revealed now. But the deal is, you know, I wanted to make sure it wasn't fake. And we don't have access. Oh, my God, Randy. To Ernie, the electrician, or Paul, the plumber, this morning. So, it's your turn, kiddo. Oh, before I turn it over to Randy, if you want to tweet, if you want to ask any questions on this, tweet Randy at Randy Shannon, and that's Randy with an I. And please follow me on Twitter at Val Kirkgaard 1, and that's with two A's. Over to you, Randy.
Well, just to further your talk on the Clintons, I understand they're being investigated. NYPD sources, according to this article, True Pundit, they found emails that linked Clinton herself to money laundering, child exploitation, sex crimes with minors, perjury, pay-to-play through Clinton Foundation, obstructions of justice, and other felony crimes. Pay-to-play could be, you want this? Well, my kid needs to go to this $500,000-a-year school.
Oh,
I mean, that's just an example. I mean, I'm not even saying that's anything. So, just pay-to-play. What do you want? Oh, pay-to-play. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And according to this article, it was, you know, it's in all of these emails and text messages that went back and forth that Weiner had in his possession that they confiscated. So I really don't believe this is going to disappear. And I really believe that all of this pedophilia could bring a lot of politicians down. You know, there was a book written called DC Madam, and then there was DC Madam 2, a second version that came out. And this was a guy that someone had thrown into prison to shut him up about all of the orgy type parties that they had in D.C. and where they would bring in children, you know, late at night they were bringing in children. I mean, this is horrific. This is so, it's beyond sick. It's beyond mental. It's beyond just, there's no words
really
to
is.
Describe. There's no words to describe how absolutely awful and evil and sadistic this is. And it goes to the highest levels. And that book is out at Amazon.com. I'll look up the title and get you it exactly. But I've heard the author speak on air about it. He was on the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. And he got out and he wrote about it. He said, look, they took everything from me. I lost everything I had. I was the supplier. He was basically the supplier. And he said that there was very few people that would turn it away.
What do you mean turn it away? You mean not do it?
Right, not partake. He said the bulk of them do. The bulk of the House, the Senate, the cabinets, everybody. So, a lot of names could be named.
I'm wondering what's going to happen. We have a Supreme Court candidate nominated by Trump, who's, I actually was watching footage on him. And he's really a cool guy. Neil Gorsuch. Do you know anything about him?
I definitely know the name, but what do I know it for?
I'm just saying, I was watching video on him, and I think he's a brilliant possibility. I hope they don't manage to block his entry, because the guy tells it like it is, and he knows how to stand up for himself. And he does it in a very elegant, powerful way. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that people like him can help make a difference and help say, look, this needs to be looked at. This thing has been put before me, because how the Clintons have gotten away with this evilness for so long. I saw a tape 20 years ago about the Clintons. 20 years ago. It was a tape of when he was governor, it was Alabama. Isn't that the country? Or the country. Isn't that the state he was the governor of, I think?
Okay, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Alabama. Anyway, I saw a picture of him and Hillary, and she's a good-looking young woman. They're sitting at a table with all the mafia bosses having dinner.
Mm. And this yeah, is okay, like the book, too, Val. The book is called Confessions of a D.C. Madam, The Politics of Sex, Lies, and Blackmail by Henry W. Vinson, V-I-N-S-O-N. And supposedly it is pretty juicy and very telling.
And this they can get on Amazon.
Yep, you can get on Amazon. Let's see, used for almost $14, and paperback is about $24.
Just so that I don't forget, which is a bit off topic and we can come back. Remember when I put out that thing that I would give out dongs to
yes.
up to 20 people?
Mm-hmm.
Well, two people wrote to me, okay? Two people wrote and said, I'd like to have that money. So I waited because I was going to send it all out at one time, right? Mm-hmm. Those are the only two people out of our entire listening audience. I gave this, what, a month and a half, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the news to the two of you. And by the way, after you hear me speak this, don't bother to send it to me, because the two people that wrote to me are going to get 10 of those bills each. I had 20 bills to give away. You guys who sat on your hands and didn't send in an email, you may end up regretting it. I don't want to rub it in too far, but I wanted to let the other two people know that you will be receiving 10 of those bills. So the rest of you, too late. In 30 years, I've made an offer like that once, and two people took advantage of it. So Randy, couldn't imagine people not writing and asking to receive some money.
That is
crazy.
So
the next time an opportunity goes by, you guys, grab it. Because those two people are now going to be 10 times richer than they would have been, and they'll probably be really appreciating you for not having written. I just wanted to put that out before I forgot it, because those two people are going to probably get the equivalency of about, I'm going to say $20,000 a piece.
That's pretty amazing.
There. Back to you, Randy.
Well, that's very generous of you, Val. I mean, where's the listeners writing in? You guys need to write in. And you know what? I know people don't do that very often. Did you give the address, or how did they need to get to the address?
Just all they had to do was send me an email. I gave them the email address. The email address is on the website. Two people did it. That, in a way, I'm kind of messing with you guys, because I just think that maybe you gave up believing. I don't know what happened. There's thousands of you out there. Did you give up believing? I'm going to tell you, things are going to get way better here. You know what? I keep looking at my computer in the morning and in the evening before I go to bed, because this Nesra thing that's coming in and this Gesura thing is part of the global transfer of funds, Randy. These things are real. Now, I've been involved since 2008, so that's 9 years. And as recently as 2010, we were going to be getting the money the next week, the next week, and the next week. I really feel the presence of it now, and I totally get, my last figure that I heard, Randy, on pedophiles being arrested in the U.S. is 1,500, and that's about 2 weeks old.
Wow.
That's a lot of pedophiles.
Where are they being arrested at? I knew California and Florida. Where else?
California and Florida are the main ones, but in other states, what's happening is they're actually gathering information on them. So a pedophile is out there, your time's up. We're not putting up with this stuff anymore, and you can't ignore it anymore. So there's so many things that are going on. For instance, me personally right now, Randy, what's going on? On the 18th of February, we had rain like you would not believe in California. And I was, in you know, my hill, I was backing into the driveway, and my car slid sideways with all the rain. My tires lost contact with the pavement, and I ended up underneath a little tree. And so when I turned it into my insurance company, they have raised my insurance by $400. They're paying the claim. But they have decided that I somehow was supposed to have controlled the car, so it's 100% my fault. Well, I haven't gotten my backup. I don't get my backup that often, because it's just like, you know, usually if I'm in some sort of an accident, I probably have something to do with it, you know? But this one rots my socks. So I called a friend of mine that's an attorney. And what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to call the person's supervisor first, explain the situation, because their whole argument is that there's nothing in the vehicle code that covers what I'm talking about, so therefore this is all my fault.
Oh,
now,
wow.
I don't think God would agree, actually. I mean, there are actually acts of God. So if anybody out there knows something in the vehicle code about acts of God, that's what I'm looking for. Because I totally believe that there are just certain things you can't avoid. For instance, if you got struck by lightning, that would be an act of God. And what's another act of God is watching the people who have survived that have been struck by lightning. You know? So I'm standing up for God. My attorney friend, he's just adorable. Anyway, I've decided that what I will do if they don't take some of the credit for this, and give some of it to God, I'm actually going to take them to small claims court.
I hear you. Wow.
Yeah, because come on, acts of God, for God's sakes. God acts
right
sometimes in mysterious ways. And to say that a person who's struck by lightning is their fault, yeah, because they would have been struck by lightning even if they'd been 2 or 3 feet to the left. Mm-hmm. So the point being is that if you think something is unfair to you, if what I don't remember, it costs like $40 or something like that to go to small claims court. And here's the beauty, folks: if you go to small claims court, they can't send an attorney in there. Do you like that? But
I
you
love
get to
that
represent
part
yourself. I
yeah
love that part. So we're just all about, you know, take advantage, stand up, keep talking, do other things. I'll tell you what attorneys are really good for, too, especially if they happen to be your friends. And by the way, the attorney friends I have, every single one of them, every one of them thinks that the global currency reset will never happen. They all say, because they're all logical, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to them, it's not logical that anything could be that big. So those
right.
of you, those of you who agree with Randy and I and a heck of a lot of other people, I don't know any one of my friends that doesn't have some dong or dinar on hand. The attorneys, I've given each of the attorneys, you know what they do? They stick it in the drawer back in the corner because I'm their friend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Randy, you know me. I don't gloat too often. But you watch me gloat when this comes in. Just watch me gloat. They've all got Zimbabwe currency in their drawers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Of which they think nothing is going to happen to, but they're humoring me. Just watch me gloat. I've never wanted to gloat so bad about anything in my whole life. So all of you believers who have believed in something and know that it's coming, when it's coming, Kierkegaard gives you permission to gloat for just a few seconds, and I've already talked to God. She will forgive you. Because we've been through so much. You know, what you've gone through, Randy, with selling your house and all the stuff that you've had to go through, and how long have you been selling your house? About a year
too
or two, haven't
long.
You?
Too long, yeah. Over a year.
Couple of years, maybe?
1 year, a little over.
Okay, so when you get into a project like that and you think like it could happen in a week or whatever, or when you take on something like me, I just have to go after the insurance company on principle.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it, except I'm not going to do a long court case. I'm just going to go to small claims court and deal with this in small claims court. Because
one thing I want
to
say too, Val, because I'm sure people are going, well, then she had it priced wrong. And this is the only thing I'll state on it because this could come down to litigation. The realtor was withholding offers, unbeknownst to me, if he wasn't the realtor on two sides of the deal. And I'll just leave it at that. And somebody reached out to me and let me know that. And that's the minute I ended my relationship with that realtor, the completely professional relationship, I had an offer that was amazing. The minute I was done with him. So who knows if that could have happened over a year ago.
Yeah. So the fact is, you know, there's fake stuff going on all over the place. My girlfriend, Barbara Jenkins, she gave somebody some money to buy a car for her.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out the guy spent the money himself and then lied to her the whole time. Now, that man had actually been her next-door neighbor and friend for a period of, oh, gosh, I think 10 or 15 years. So we got to pay attention. If something fishy is going on or occurs if something fishy is going on, look into your community and ask for help. There's so many things I didn't know about until I started living in Topanga. We have a community newspaper that's done on the internet, and
mm-hmm.
it's called Next Door Topanga. And I love this thing. I can look around my house and see things that people gave away for free. When I went to vote, Randy, I met a woman that had actually put an ad in Topanga for two little lost kitty cats. They're the cutest dang things I ever saw. Little Siamese and a little tabby cat. And they had escaped in the park, and the woman wanted to hire a bloodhound to go looking for them. Well, I like that. So I kicked in money to hire the bloodhounds, and I even got the people that owned the bloodhounds to reduce their price. Because
mm-hmm.
I would put them on the radio to talk about this because I thought it was so interesting about what happens when people really care about what they can say and what they can do. Yeah, there's evil all over the place in the world, but there's also incredible goodness and incredible kindness in the world as well. And so when I went to vote, in the last election, who do I run into but the lady who I was getting bloodhounds with. Now,
what the bloodhounds find, by the way?
By the way, we didn't end up getting the bloodhounds because it turned out that the trail had been gone too long.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Bloodhounds can actually work up to 21 days, I believe.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
It was way longer than I thought, but by the time we raised the money for the bloodhounds, they recommended that we don't use them. They thought
so what'd she end up doing?
She ended up having to withdraw, and those little kitties could be out there. But they mm-hmm. said that it would have been basically not a wise idea financially even, and that the odds of finding them at that point, by the time we raised the money, were just kind of nil. The point being that I am members of a community that I don't even see their faces sometimes, and yet we're connected. One of the things that shows up in our little next-door neighborhood is we get some beautiful sunsets, and we get some beautiful rainbows, and we have strange little bugs up here that people are always putting a little bug picture in saying, what is this? You know, it's just all kinds of really cool stuff. I could go into next-door neighborhood right now, and somebody could be giving away. I actually got a Nordic trap given to me out of next door neighborhood. I've gotten kombucha starter. I've gotten kefir starter. I've given away stuff too, and I'm about ready to give away some more stuff. Or you could sell it if you wanted to. I sold a bicycle, you know, that kind of thing. It's a little neighborhood community thing that we do for each other. And the response is enormous. That is honestly one of the reasons why I did the dong, offered the dong, because of what happens in my next-door neighborhood in this little canyon that I live in. People were giving away stuff all the time, and I wanted to give you something that would make a difference in your life. I was just surprised, because I know we've got like 20, 30,000 listeners. It seemed very surprising to me to receive only two requests. So maybe we just have to trust more or offer more. I'm not sure how it works.
Mm-hmm.
I was, Sherry Vincent, who I had thought was going to be on the program this morning, I'm not sure quite what happened there. She sends me lots of legal information that's really, really interesting stuff, and it's based on all the old laws. And one of the things that was sent to me this week was how to formalize, but there's actually a secret code that has to do with filing papers and things. If you follow Karen Hudis, you know Karen Hudis, Randy?
World Bank whistleblower. People can research her. Lots of information.
What's really interesting is maybe a year or so ago, Ron sends me her stuff daily. And I saw this one that had postage stamps on it with signatures on it. Well, Sherry sent me another one of those, and I'm actually going to write a letter to the bank, and I'm going to use the postage stamps. And you use 2-cent stamps, and then you sign them. And it's a whole little protocol. But the letter was really sassy that went with it. So I'm going to take some of the energy out of that letter and write my bank, because they're annoying the crap out of me.
Mm-hmm.
The bank that I got my mortgage with, Randy, didn't give me any money at all. They actually took it out of my birth account. And if you guys don't know what a birth account is, you should start researching the stuff that we're talking about here. Because we have accounts in our name that are being traded on the internet. And at one time I knew how to do that. I actually saw my account being traded. I saw an internet screen, you know, from the stock exchange.
Let me take that a little bit deeper for people to understand.
Yeah, do that.
Okay, if the listeners just pull out the birth certificate, it's also known as the long form birth certificate, where your mom signed it, your dad didn't necessarily need to sign it. If you just flip it over, you'll realize it's on bond paper, and there's a number on it, and it'll be in red. It could be on the front. And it'll be in red typically, but it's a number, and that number is what is known as your birth account number, and that gets traded, kind of like in mutual funds, I guess. There's a whole lot of buyers. The Social Security number is the same exact thing. Remember, that didn't come into play until the 30s, and early 30s, 33 maybe. And that your Social Security card has a number on it as well. And we went to, there's a few people, and we went to Fidelity.com and punched in some people's Social Security numbers, and it came up with, it limits you, it maxes you out with data that it will feed out, and it will stop at about 3,600 traders that are trading that number. And when we popped in some people's Social Security numbers, it capped. It did cap out at 3,600, meaning there was way more, but we couldn't get to that information. But on a Social Security number, there was all kinds of companies that came up. They were grocery stores. We saw utilities, water companies, electric companies. All of those companies were trading, making money on that bond number. And, I mean, it was unending. So bottom line is those companies are trading on it. They're earning money on your birth number. Are you? And the answer is no. Nobody is. Nobody can. But I understand that, you know, people have figured out how to dive into the system and say, look, you know, the utilities, I don't have to pay this utility because this is the birth account. You're trading on it. You're earning income. You're actually double dipping into this. Because when you get a bill, it says it's a statement. It doesn't say it's a bill. It says pay this statement.
By not paying it, you get your utilities shut off.
Yeah, nobody should be, but nobody knows how to access the system. A few do. A handful do. I'm not one of them, so don't call me.
Okay.
Don't email me on that.
Well, let's say somebody that knows how to access the system, because my electric bills are outrageous.
I actually do have somebody that I can bring on as a guest, quite possibly as early as next week, that does know how to do that and would love to be on air to explain it in detail. And everybody would just need to get their paper and pen out, because he gives really detailed information, and he can walk people through that. He hasn't paid a utility bill in a long time because he figured out how that all works, and he proved it apparently, and so he shares that information with a lot of people.
Does he use stamps?
I don't know. We would have to ask him on air.
This stamps thing is really interesting. I wish I understood it more in depth. But what they do is they put a stamp on the upper right, and then they put, I think, a stamp on the bottom right, and then they do that on each page. And then I saw one, and those are all two-cent stamps. And then I was looking at one document, and next to the signature of the people that signed, and I'm not sure what how the rules work on all of this, were three-cent stamps.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you've ever seen anything like that, but I thought it was very, very, very interesting. And then I remembered that I had seen a letter maybe a year or two ago from Karen Hudis, where she had done the same thing when she wrote the letter. She
right.
didn't have the 3 cent stamps, but she had the 2 cent stamps on it. And they were all had her signature through the stamps. So there's something going on here, and
yes.
we're busy revealing it as best we can. Why don't you see if you can set that guy up for next week?
Okay. I will definitely do it.
That'd be a great thing to do. So we'll do that. And also, let's see if we can get Joel Wallace back on again.
Maybe we can get that quote, because his assistant hasn't been able to get it.
Joel Wallach gave us the most amazing quote, and we thought the recorder was on it. We were just going to copy it down, and it wasn't. So, because we record the program while we're getting ready for it, so that we and we record the program in case there's some kind of breakdown in the system. So we were missing that, but Joel Wallach is an amazing human being, too, and that's kind of what we're here to offer you, is if we don't necessarily have the entire picture on everything, we're planting ideas in your mind. So we know that the electric company will shut off your bill unless you say the right things to them. We know that the IRS will demand to be paid unless you say the right things to them.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Doug Riddle?
Why do I know the name?
Because he used to do that kind of stuff. Now, I want to say maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I was he was showing us how to write checks and things like that so that we were accessing the account. They got in there and they managed to stop it. But in the beginning, if you had just gotten in there in the beginning, you wouldn't have had to pay your taxes until the IRS figured out a way to do that. Even though there's no code that says you have to pay taxes, see what happens when you try not to.
Mm-hmm.
But Doug knew his way around that until they shifted the system. And that's what's been going on. We've got a lot of smart people that work on this stuff, and it'll work for maybe 6 months or a year. That's what happened, Randy, when the FBI came over to my house. We actually had this conversation, and they knew what I was talking about. It was not news to them.
Mm-hmm.
They actually thanked me for telling them the truth. So if they're thanking me for telling them the truth, they have to know what I was doing was legitimate.
That's true.
You know, just by deduction.
Because otherwise, I mean, everyone does, apparently, they have the ability to lie to us, but we don't to them kind of thing. So, but if they seem genuine, then they probably were.
Mm-hmm. They totally were. They were great guys. They asked me, I told them I was going to be talking about it on the radio, and they said they were fine with that if I just didn't use their name because it would give them problems at work.
Right.
I was fine with that. I'm totally mm-hmm. fine with that. The file on me, Randy, was over 2 inches.
Wow. What did
when
they
I
have
said
in it?
To them, I didn't get to see it all. I just got to see the thickness of the file, and periodically they'd thumb through and ask me another question.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, they wanted to know if I was inciting people to riot. And I just started laughing, and I said, no. As a matter of fact, just listen to my radio programs, and you'll see that I never did. In fact, I tell people that even if they're being stopped for something that may be illegal, to always be polite to the police and things of that nature. Like, nobody needs to get into a fight with a policeman. That's stupid.
Right.
I try to remember the guy's name. He says, oh, I never fight with the police. I just get them in court later.
Mm-hmm. I've got a guy we can put on
fighting.
Air for that, too.
Pardon?
I said, I've got a guy we can put on the air for that, too. He's in California,
yeah.
As a matter of fact. Okay, this other gentleman definitely says he'll be on air next week. And this is, I'm telling you, he is such a good speaker, and he's very, very clear and concise in what he talks about. And he's got a huge audience. So he said, just give him the details, and he'll have everybody tune in. What he does is he will teach you about the birth certificate and the Social Security card and how to get, you know, certain things in line where you go back to the utilities and you explain why you know they're double dipping kind of thing. So
I love it.
He'll be with us. Yeah.
I love that you also set it up while we were talking.
I want yes, we're messaging.
To realize Randy and I are dangerous in an adorable way, okay?
Yeah, no physical.
We are good people, but we really do not like to be pushed around by stuff that's not accurate.
That's it. And nobody
both,
does.
And both of us. Except
nobody wants someone breathing down their throat for no reason, you know?
Yeah, well, you always want to be polite.
Exactly.
But you also want to be on target. And we hope we're giving you some of the ways of being on target, or at least the places to ask questions. You can put a lot of questions into the internet. I love the YouTube. I don't know that everything on there is 100% accurate. What I do is I spend literally probably 20 hours a week easily going looking for common threads and things of that nature. Like I can always tell when Gary Frenchie, it's a Gary Frenchie video, because he's always saying that you'll be sick when you hear this, and you'll be this and that, and you hear it, and then you go, okay, Frenchie's at it again. But he's got some interesting stuff on there. But he's always about, this will make you throw up, or he has his little words that he uses to attract you, but he puts out some really amazing stuff. So you get
mm-hmm.
to learn the personalities of the people that are putting things out. And the guy's got a YouTube channel, and if you want, I believe that most of the stuff he puts out is actually real. And
right.
He gets 50 points for that. Okay? But mm-hmm. I also know there's a lot of fake news out there, and anybody that's been doing this for any length of time has been sucked into fake news at some point or another. I hope
right.
the stuff about what's happening with Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner. Well, I know Weiner is a Weiner. You know, you knew that for a long time. He's just the most obvious one. So we're here to see the things that you get information. It doesn't mean you have to worry about it. I think other people are taking care of it. I know a lot is going on for President Trump. Did you hear that the health care bill got defeated?
I did. What's going on? What happened?
No, one of my lawyer friends was talking to me about it, and he said that some of that the Republicans either thought that too much was being taken out, and then the other group didn't vote for it because they thought too little was being taken out.
Mm.
the Republicans okay. canceled themselves. I don't honestly know that it's a good bill. Just
mm-hmm.
like I really appreciate President Trump, and I'm telling you there's a couple of things he's doing I don't like at all. I think that he's totally draining the swamp, and he gets 5,000 points for that. But I do not want him to cut Meals on Wheels, which he's been threatening to do. And federal funding is 17% of their budget, because what Meals on Wheels does is it actually delivers meals to seniors. And one of the most important things is, on a daily basis, you get to check and make sure a senior is well and alive. It's not just a food bill. So,
well, the thing about him making cuts is he's trying to give more power back to the states and take away federal money and let the states control that. So I'm not opposed, because you got to cut it at the top so that the states can take it back over.
Well, right so, now we've got a state governor that I do not care for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want. He's the one that brought fracking to a state that's on the fault line. Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown okayed fracking in the state of California. Fracking in different states where there had never been an earthquake. They were getting like 800 earthquakes a year after the fracking went in. California? Huh. California's on a fault line. We have nasty, nasty earthquakes. And this guy brought fracking into California, which I don't approve of on any level. Okay? I don't like that the pipeline is going through Indian land. I did find out that the Indians had actually been negotiating for higher price on it, so they weren't treating the land as sacred as I thought they were treating the land, if it was for sale, but they just didn't get enough money. There's things like that that disturb me. But when I hear that Home Depot is now hiring 80,000 new jobs, go Trump, go.
Right.
You know, it's not all perfect, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it sure isn't a pedophile up there doing all of this other stuff and having spirit cooking going on and having people that... NYPD, you got my love for really going after this situation. So... I don't even know what to say. It's so disturbing to me, Randy.
I agree. I mean, I'm still totally 1,000% on board with Trump, because I think that he is getting rid of stuff at the federal level, because federal became a monster, a money-eating, money-grabbing monster, and he's got to end that and put the power back to the states. Nobody hates Meals on Wheels. Everyone loves that program. So give it back to the states. Let the states run it.
Well, I will tell you something funny, okay? I still wish he didn't start with didn't put Meals on Wheels on top. Ever since
I think the enemy is throwing that out there. He didn't start with that. He started with all the other stuff. But yeah.
I call anything that happens within the first 3 months starting with, so just to clarify that.
Okay.
When it's in this particular arena. But I will actually put this out, which is I could leave out, but I won't. As soon as people found out that Meals and Wheels was the possibility being cut, donations to Meals on Wheels went up 500%.
That's how it works.
Yep. So people did stand up, and it was all over the news in Los Angeles, and it was the biggest increase in donations that they'd ever had, because the situation was put in front of them. And I really want to thank CBS for doing that. They're the network I saw do that. So CBS,
hey, by the way, how are you feeling? We haven't heard anything lately about the cancer. Sound
oh,
really
well,
great.
That was I handled cancer by February 15th. I kept my body at a pH balance. I had lots of friends, Lonnie Hagenmuller, you know, Jim Thomas over at El Pinto in Albuquerque, just a number of amazing people that stepped in and helped out. I got a lot of what I've been using, I actually couldn't afford, because a lot of it's not covered by insurance when you do healthy stuff. So I got financial help from people. Some people went to the website, you know, happily200.com. You're getting some real interesting people there. I had intraocular eye surgery 2 weeks ago. I've got 20/20 vision. And the eye doctor, Dr. Kerry Aseel, he'll be on the website soon. I've just got to get more funding, Randy, to put up the stuff that needs to go up on the website so that it can have honor more people and have more depth about what's happening. I'm getting referrals, terrific referrals for different situations in people's lives. I don't want ads on the site. What I want is personal experience. So if people have put in the $50 membership, they have the right to submit stuff that we'll put on the site about their personal experience with an herb or something of that nature. I just don't want a list of herbs that are good. I want somebody's personal experience of what they took and what that did for them.
Right.
So that's what we're working on. So it'll be an experiential site, because I get deluged on a daily basis with all these different health products and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And it's overwhelming, okay, because they don't come like they're helping people. They come like, this is the truth of what will solve this and that and the other thing. You can't possibly do them all. But if you see something that's been referred by somebody and they've done it and it works, I can't tell you, maybe 50% of the stuff I bought didn't appear to work. Now, it might have if I'd done it for 10 years or something. But I want things that happen. And that really happened. I want to thank Dr. Sherilyn Lee for her CRT 2000 and diagnosing me with all these different things. One of the things she diagnosed me with, Randy, was two teeth that were dead, and I've already had one of them removed, and I already feel tremendously better from having that tooth removed.
Wow,
so,
outstanding.
Since December the 5th, I have, and I didn't cure cancer, I erased it. I put my body into 7-plus alkaline. I bring home, I just picked up another case of 9.5 alkaline water from Costco yesterday, and here's my treat for you folks. You know how bad coffee is for you. Part of the reason it's bad is because it's so acid. So guess who makes their coffee with 9.5 alkaline water? Guess
very
what
smart.
Happens? The coffee is no longer acid. It can actually go into my diet. A lot of times you'll get a diet and you have to stop drinking coffee because everybody knows it's acid. I don't drink a lot of coffee. But when I want a cup of coffee, I want a cup of coffee. So I drink about probably 4 or 5 cups a week. I used to, when I was on a diet, when I was younger, I drank like 15 cups of coffee a day, you know, when I was at work. And
that
I
cleaned you
weight.
Out, though.
Oh,
for sure.
Does it ever clean you out? And it does help make you skinny, but also that I got the jitters from it. So when
right.
I use the 9.5, I don't get the jitters.
Mm-hmm.
It's all kinds of ways you just keep looking at things, because the rule of thumb is you want a healthy body, keep it at 7.5 or higher. And what I do is I take longevity, and the reason I take longevity is I respect Dr. Joel Wallach, and I take actually Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and I take the Beyond the Ortho Improvement or whatever that is for your joints, and it's got the minerals and stuff in it. And I trust Dr. Wallach. And so when he says that everything a human body needs is in these two things, I do that. So I have a certain confidence. Then
let me say one thing, too, because it's a system that I really do believe in. And they can find the book on Amazon, The Answer to Cancer, A Simple Solution for the Western Condition. I'll explain why I love the process. And it's by Ted or Theodore Whidden, W-H-I-D-D-E-N. The process in the book goes hand in hand with all of these nutrients you're taking, Val, that I take, that Lonnie Hogan-Miller is taking. The thing is, if somebody has arthritis or back pain or a bulging disc, they're losing feeling in their toes, which is, you know, diabetics, they lose their, you know, their toes and fingers a lot of the time. It's because circulation isn't getting to them, and they can take all the nutrients in the world, but if the nutrient can't get into it, then it doesn't work, and they end up losing their limbs. And there's so many diabetics, and it's type 2 diabetics that weren't even born with it. They're getting it later in life. But in the process in that book, The Answer to Cancer, A Simple Solution to the Western Condition, that process absorbs that alkalinity that you're talking about that you're putting internally, Val. That process does it externally, and it starts at the limbs. It starts at the toes and the fingers, and it absorbs the alkalinity into the largest organ we have on our body, which is our skin. Unless the nutrients can get there, then they do you no good in those areas. You have to undo that and get the alkalinity there. It's like hot meets cold, it becomes warm. Acid meets alkaline, it becomes neutralized out, just like you just said. So you have to do the process that's in that book to get the toes and fingers and stuff opened back up circulation-wise. And then the nutrients can get in there, and the combination of the two erases whatever the ailment is. That's why.
Yeah, it's really interesting how it works, honest to God.
Yeah, it has to go hand in hand. That's why that book is so critical. And I talk to people every single week. I talk about Youngevity's products. You know, I had a woman call me this week about her 87-year-old father and his toes and fingers are turning black and blue. And, you know, I actually, she was calling about Youngevity's products, and I said, this is so important, but the nutrients aren't going to get there. So I went ahead and I got the author, Ted Whidden, on the phone to explain it. And so, you know, the more I hear it, the better it is, and I can explain it on air like we're doing now. It's very critical to go through that process. You have to attack the outside as well as the inside, and you'll get almost instantaneous results. No diabetic ever needs to lose a limb again, ever.
Well, so I love this journey. And this week, Randy, I actually went to a salt room and spent 45 minutes in a Halo salt room. And we can talk more about that next week.
Sounds great.
I'm doing all the different stuff. Now, this program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media, our radio partners, CloningCompany.com, Happily200.com, EvanIncorporated.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Dr. Joel Wallach, Tippi Hedren, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Ed Asner, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, Esther Williams, Admiral Eugene Carroll, Jane Goodall, Jonathan Granoff, Dennis Kucinich, Chris Burgard, Agent X, Terry Cole Whitaker, David R., Descendant of King David, Randy, Edward F. Groove III, Shalene Nightingale, DrVal.com, and doctors all spelled out. Thanks to Paul C. Bragg for leaving us. Your daughter, Patricia, to continue your work. A big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jess Bedard, Ryan Treasure, Randy Jackman, our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, Mary Flynn, Ron Simon, our research director, Ron Hayes, to John Long, Totally Gospel. A big thanks. Big thanks to Joseph Chung, our webmaster, Merci beaucoup, to Bette Megan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People. Hey, guys, be kind to somebody else. Be kind to yourself, too. And really be kind to yourself, because you deserve it.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through. Now your heart is open.